With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A revised spending bill averting a partial government shutdown at midnight and suspending the debt limit for 2 years has been defeated in the House. Several dozen Republicans joining Democrats in voting it down, much to the dismay of Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole.
Today's bill funds the government through March 14th. This will allow Republicans to engage President Trump as we negotiate a final year funding bills that fulfill the mandate of the American people and our America First agenda.
With the bill's defeat, House Speaker Mike Johnson says now it's time to regroup and try again. Parts of the Midwest digging out from a half foot of fresh snow. Snow, bitter cold, and ice impacting travel at a very busy time of the year.
Get ready for some of the most crowded times on the roads and at airports. AAA spokesperson Aitza Diaz says the number of people traveling for the holidays is expected to top the previous holiday season high that was set in 2019.
What we are expecting is an overall total record of 119 million travelers, and specifically the airline passengers, air travel. That's also a new record of 7.8 5 million.
Diaz says people are experiencing a sort of post-pandemic psychological shift, valuing visiting family and friends a lot more than they did before. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, now facing federal as well as state charges, the accused killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is jailed in New York. Luigi Mangione could face a death sentence if he's convicted. U.S. diplomats now in Syria for the first time in more than a decade. They're there for talks with those who are in charge following the ouster of longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down 176 points. NASDAQ futures off 273. This is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will consider South Carolina's move to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the latest abortion-related case the justices will consider since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. The court's taking up an appeal from the state, agreeing to consider the legal question of whether Medicaid patients can sue over their right to choose their own qualified provider. South Carolina moved in 2018 to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. It was a nice bump for used home sales last month, rising 4.8% in November.
There's been a wider selection of homes on the market, and buyers are encouraged, even as mortgage rates mostly tick higher. Home prices have been rising, too. The typical national sales price rose 4.7% from a year earlier to just over $406,000. For many prospective buyers, high prices and elevated mortgage rates have kept home ownership out of reach. I'm Rita Foley.
Workers at seven Amazon package delivery facilities are on strike. The Teamster says it was the biggest job action yet against Amazon, which says it does not expect the walkout to affect its operations during what's traditionally one of the busiest times of the year. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters claims to represent nearly 10,000 workers at 10 Amazon facilities. More details, SRNNews.com.